भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्ण The devotees we are reading today a verse which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called the essence of the Bhagavatam. Because there's little time, I will go line by line. Evam vrata sva priya nama kirtya Jata anurago truta citta ucchai Ha satya toro ditiro tigayati Unmaravanrityati lokabhaya Evam vratasva priya nama kirtya Yata anurago druta citta ucchai Ha satya toro ditirod gayati Unmadavan rityati lokabhaya Yes, please, another devotee. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I'm sorry, but there's so little time, so we will go directly to the word by word. Evam vrata. When one thus engages in the vow to chant and dance, sva, own, priya, very dear, nama, holy name, Kirtya, by chanting, Jata, in this way develops Anuraga, attachment, Druta Chitta, with a melted heart, Uchai, loudly, Hasati, laughs, Ato, also, Roditi cries. Roti becomes agitated. Gayati chants. Unmadavat like a madman. Nrityati dancing. Lokabhaya without caring for outsiders. Translation. Now, I request you to really pay close attention because it really is a verse which is surprising. By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly, or cries, or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satharine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Ivasari Go Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. It's just so nice to see all of you, really. Oh, it's a dream to see an ocean of devotees with hands upraised chanting the names. This is really very nice. You should sit where I'm sitting and you can see. Very nice. This verse is a conflict resolution of an inner conflict. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been initiated, and as he was playing the role of a Saraka, who was awakening to the stages of love of God by the practice he was doing as he was playing this role, he noticed something after he had received his initiation mantra from his exalted Guru Maharaj, Ishvara Puri. There were obvious changes in him, and he, you know, this is how Mahaprabhu in his Leela plays this role. He was surprised. He said, "What kind of mantra have you given me?" And he thought, this chanting has covered all my spiritual knowledge. I'm covered. It seems it doesn't work. I saw that I had become mad. This is certainly not normal, no? By chanting the holy name. So I admitted all this to my spiritual master. My dear spiritual master, just imagine this in a modern context. My dear Lord, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad simply by chanting this Maha mantra. I dance, I laugh, I cry. So when Ishvara Puri heard this serious inquiry, it said, he smiled and he felt great satisfaction that, wow, yeah, someone has really understood. I mean, I shouldn't say someone. My exalted disciple has certainly understood. And he said, in Yugoslavian language, you would say uredno. Uredno means it's all okay. Sve uredno. It's all okay. No problem. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. And then he described what this natural ecstasy for Krishna is and encouraged Lord Chaitanya in two things, in two very essential instructions which hold true to us also. He said, my dear child, in Sanskrit you would say vatsa. Vatsa is like a calf who is dependent on the mother. My dear child, continue dancing, chanting, and performing sankirtan in the association with devotees. This is the first tile of his first part of his instruction. Continue doing this in the association with devotees. Perform your sankirtan there. Then second instruction. Furthermore, in addition to this individual chanting with this chanting in the association of devotees, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam. For by this process you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. Now we know as an ideal disciple, Gauranga Mahaprabhu followed these two instructions. He did sankirtan in the association of devotees 1 kilometer from here down the road in Srivasangam. Yes, there the sankirtan was performed during the night from, I heard once, from 6 o'clock in the evening to 6 o'clock in the morning. It was a I don't know the English word so good, nocturnal, something like this, nightly, nocturnal sankirtan. They did this. This sankirtan was first done in the really strictly in the association of devotees. Outsiders were not permitted. Yes, even if they were their own family members, they were not allowed if they were not in tune, if they were outsiders. Even austere people who had yogic qualifications were not allowed. It was simply a bhakti event. No? But then the second instruction here, furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam, for by this process you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. Huh? Second, Mahaprabhu started the sankirtan devotees, movement. It spilled out of that limited confinement. Confinement is not a good word, that limited association of strictly bhaktas, but it went all out. It went on the streets and everywhere. And we all know this wave of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching would later sweep all through all of India. He even, Gonitai even influenced Tukaram, the great sankirtan saint of Maharashtra. And he had a profound effect all over the world. It informed parts of Islam even, which later developed Sufi branches. It really be this chanting of God's name really went all over the world. He followed the second instruction very well. In the attempt of the Mayapur devotees to do a kirtan mela, these two instructions which Mahaprabhu had then passed on to all his followers is also there in the mind. First we chant here in this temple room, I mean, that temple room, and I really hope you will all come more and more in bigger quantity as you arrive from foreign countries. And we build like a very bhakti intensive atmosphere where we really connect with the Lord. It's not, it's really a total bhakti event for bhaktas, for those who follow the path of bhakta, of bhakti. We say now, Vaishnavas, huh? It's really for us to strengthen our core, to do this event of chanting, or to reap this event of chanting, which Prabhupada calls like the result. He says, simply by addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as Hari. Who is the energy of the Supreme Lord? Radharani, you are Vaishnavas. You know this. Outsiders don't know. Very good. Simply by addressing the energy of the Supreme Lord as Hari and the Lord himself as Krishna, this very soon situates the Lord within the heart of the devotee. That's the idea of chanting. When you do with devotees chanting, this is the result you're looking for. This is the aim. Your sankalpa concentrates. I want a relationship with Krishna in my heart. In another place, in many places in Prabhupada's writing, he repeats this, that he says, in a lecture in Geneva is Switzerland, chanting Hare Krishna means to keep Krishna on the throne of your heart. Hare Krishna. It's clearly a bhakti, an entirely devotional occurrence. That can best happen, this event of Krishna appearing in the heart, when you chant in the association of devotees and you really give your best to, now it's your time with Krishna. You are now with Krishna. Be here exactly at this moment where you chant and connect with the essence of this chanting. Very important. Most of us are chanting absent-minded. Most of us, including myself, are spaced out. You need to become spaced in. Hare Krishna. New word. Spaced in. You need to go inside your heart and see Krishna. A relationship with Krishna. Relationship starts in the heart, right? You have a heart-to-heart relationship, we say in English. It's something inner, something which has to do with you. So then, Hare Krishna, you go out. And then your chanting has power. Your spreading of Krishna consciousness will touch others' heart. And people will say, I never felt like this. My God, this experience, I have not made an eating, sleeping, mating and defending. It's a new experience. I want more of this. More. Where can we have it? We can have it in the Hare Krishna movement. Oh, I thought they are. I mean, I didn't know that they have this item. They can give this ecstatic feeling. Wow! Let me join. This is the idea. Chant in the close association of devotees. Give your best. Be there. Don't be absent-minded. Be present-minded. Come to the kirtan. Sit down when you feel ecstatic or something, an urge to dance. Get up. Dance, but not dance for the pleasure of the others, so that you are celebrated as the wildest dancer next to Michael Jackson. Huh? No, dance for the pleasure of Krishna. Oh, it's a heart-to-heart relationship. Then, you are progressing. Very good. Very good. This is very good. So, my dear child, continue dancing, chanting and performing Sankirtan in association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam, for by this process you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu continues his instruction, his report, what went on after the initiation, what went on when he asked his spiritual master about all these delicate matters. He said, saying this, my spiritual master taught me a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. Therefore, he recited this verse again and again. He, you know, what it means is he was sitting there, this exalted Ishwarapuri, and he couldn't finish by just chanting it one time. He had to do it many times. Yes, at least do it twice then, because it seems to be important. Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya. Jata nurago truta chitta uchai. Asatya toro ditiro tigayanti gayati. Unmara vanritya tiloka bhaya. Translation again. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, he cries, he becomes agitated and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. In other words, he becomes clearly overwhelmed. Now, you might ask yourself, because you're on this path of chanting, what does this mean, I become a madman? Some of you might, even because you come from the, many of you are exalted souls who came maybe from the spiritual world, but some of you are like me, who are from the material world, and you think, mad? I don't want to be mad. I was mad. I want to become sane and serious. No. Sannyasi. With dignity, I want to carry myself. Not madness, please. This is not like madness of this world. Please don't think ever these words mean what the world means with this word. Because this is important, I will ask you in the later part of the lecture to become a madman and a madwoman. Don't worry, it will be all authorized. You should know, what does this mean, this exalted feelings? It's not for imitating, but we need to know what is the meaning of all this. And here's a very nice meaning which you will like. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given a very nice example to illustrate what is ecstatic laughing and other symptoms. we will have a little orchestra for this verse. This is not so normal. Oh, the thief Krishna, the son of Yashoda, has entered the house to steal the fresh butter. Grab him! Keep him away! Hearing these menacing words spoken by the elderly gopi Jarati, Krishna immediately prepares to leave the house. The devotee to whom this transcendental pastime is revealed laughs in ecstasy. But suddenly, oops, it's a sad atmosphere. Suddenly, he can no longer see Krishna. He then cries in lamentation, "Oh, I achieved the greatest fortune in the world, and now it has suddenly slipped from my hands." Thus the devotee cries loudly, "Oh my Lord!" Not like that. "Oh my Lord! Where are you? Give me your answer." The Lord answers. "My dear devotee, I heard your loud complaint, and so I have again come before you." Upon seeing Lord Krishna again, the devotee begins to sing, "Today my life has become perfect." Thus, overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, he begins to dance like a madman. Hare Krishna. When we hear these ecstatic descriptions, it's clearly not something for us to imitate. What comes before the symptoms is an inner realization. If you don't have this, I repeat, what comes before the symptoms, must always be an inner realization. Otherwise, people who don't have this, they are called, yes, you know everything. But when do these symptoms come? They come if you connect with the chanting in the association of devotees, and when you really give it your best endeavor in chanting means you must avoid pramada. Pramada also means madness, and here the picture turns. What we mean as madness, that which we should not do, which is bad, which we want to throw out, that is inattention. When we criticize madness or craziness, we mean inattention while chanting. And when we say we want madness, we mean loving ecstasy. This is which comes and steps when you apply yourself to the chanting and give your best. My dear devotees, there's something you must know from yoga. We are also doing yoga. Our yoga is called Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means connection, and yoga is a process which connects you with the divine in a very general way, whatever. Different yoga paths have different understanding what's the divine. And The result or the aim of all yoga practice, if it is Hatha yoga or Jnana yoga, Karma yoga, and especially Bhakti yoga, is here. I will read it. The essence of any path, that means also us here, the Hare Krishnas, is full absorption in the object of one's meditation, to the extent that everything else disappears or we become non-aware of anything external to that object. This is a scholarly description. It is based on many shlokas, but we have condensed it. How to say it? This is now very important. Please listen. To become absorbed in Krishna, that's the essence of our chanting, of our path. That means we need to switch off. We need to switch off our material absorption and then switch on our serious attempt to pay our full attention to the Maha Mantra again and again. Yata yata nischalati. Wherever the mind goes, and it will go. Oh, the mind will go. He knows it's the end of his millions of years of terror regime over you. He will protest. Oh, you can't, if I would tell you how Hitler was protesting against any attempt to remove him from the rule of Germany, huh? Oh, let us not even remember today. The mind will protest. You are moving him away. The ego will scream, no, I don't want to chant. Let me, or if I have to chant, then let me chant the wrong way, not the right way. Yes, it will. You will know. Hare Krishna. You know better than everybody. You are trying, you are sincere. Mahaprabhu was very serious about bringing this chanting to the people. I want to bring you to one particular very nice scene. It was the day before he took sannyas. Please, I am turning to our learned devotees. I think he took sannyas in January, the month of January. Is that correct? On the 14th of January, in that time, a little more than 500 years ago, he took sannyas. Now, before he would do this and leave Navadvip for good, before he would leave all those who were dear to him, before he would leave his wife Vishnupriya, who was 16 years, and his mother, aging mother Sachi, whom he loved so dearly, he went to the banks of the Ganga one more time, one last time. People were asking when they saw Gauranga sitting, is this the god of love? He looked so beautiful with his golden complexion and his blackish hair. Is this the god of love? Someone said, no, no, no. The god of love agitates the heart. But when we look at this Gauranga, our heart becomes soothed, very calm. And they all came. even those who previously had spoken ill of him because they couldn't understand, all came on that particular evening. He sits there, effulgence amongst the inner circle of his devotees. Everyone comes and puts reverentially sandalwood and garlands. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows tomorrow no more sandalwood, no more garlands. Tomorrow, leaving, going, dying the social death. Oh. An exchange happens. Whenever someone came, I shouldn't do that. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, wonderful. Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave them a garland from his own. You follow? Constant garlands came, but Mahaprabhu gave away garlands. And as he gave away, he would say, Krishna Gaogiya. Oh, Krishna Gaogiya. Sing the glories of Krishna. The people all looked at him. There was no distraction. It is described, they looked as if with one single pair of eyes. You know, it means absorption. Everyone in one direction looked at Gauranga. Then Lord Krishna Chaitanya, who had the full attention of, there must be really many, many, many people and many devatas and rishis amongst them, spoke to them without loudspeaker. He is God. He can reach everyone in the heart. He's there in the heart. He spoke to them. Direct communication now. Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna Gavo Krishna Nama Krishna Vino Kakeho Kicha Nabavihan. Glorify Krishna. This is what the instructions are coming. Worship Krishna. Enchant the name of Krishna. Do not think of anything other than Krishna. Could we have this with the assembly of the devotees, please? Glorify Krishna.
Glorify Krishna.
Worship Krishna.
Worship Krishna.
Enchant the name of Krishna.
Enchant the name of Krishna.
Do not think of anything other than Krishna. Do not think of anything other than Krishna. And then he said, listen to this. This is very good. This is from Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Bhagavatam, 28th chapter. He said, no normal sleep any longer, no eating any longer, no waking any longer, normal. But, I want to grab your attention, don't worry, this all will go on. But he said, I'm just expressing it so that you listen. Whether you are sleeping, chant Krishna's name. Whether you are eating, chant his name. Whether you are waking, chant his name. Day and night, think of Krishna. Instruction. Whether you are sleeping, eating, or waking, day and night, think of Krishna and chant his name. Now Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments on this, because it's interesting. This now goes into the area of full absorption. You know, we eat and we speak with our mouth. That's very prominent activities. And this mouth who's all constantly doing this should go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then normal people, when they sleep, paying, it's sex dreams. You know, not you. No, I'm speaking of ordinary people, or other dreams, anxiety dreams, they're so anxious, oh my God, what did he say? Oh no, I'm hanged. You know, fear dreams, you know, normal people. His devotees, because they always chant, he says, when you're sleeping, continue. And it does. If you chant, if you go to the therapy hall there, if you chant for really a minimum of, I mean, this is not a long time, maximum time, yes? If you chant, and with maximum time, I really mean more than 8 hours. The ordinary karmis work 8 hours, right, a day. You should really do this. This is your practice. This is your property. Then, when you will do this, it will be there in the evening, in the night. It will come automatically. In Germany, we have very cold. In Sarajevo, I just come from Sarajevo, that's not Germany, that's the Balkan. There were 2.30 meters high snow. It was something else. We could not even have our preaching programs in the places where we wanted because they were snowed in. But the city gave us the cultural hall to do the preaching programs. And people were dying, do you know? Yes, they were dying. They were not prepared for this. The most embarrassing thing has happened to me. Why did I come to Sarajevo here? Chant long periods. I have another point, you know. This is only the illustration. It's not important, the illustration. The point is important. Chant long periods. You know, people would give their lives to be here. They spend their time, right. They spend their time fighting with the material energy, working for an income, these poor conditioned souls. You can spend your time to get love of Godhead, but most of you are not here. You are there outside, talking, eating various possible new tastes in the food shops, and doing everything you do. Be here. People would give their lives to be in your situation. You have the unique opportunity, but you're not using it. When you chant, where's your mind? Ask this. Is your mind one time with one mantra? Where is it? Is it connected? You are not here. Yes. Someone needs to say. We need to be reminded. This is a unique opportunity. We can chant in the association of devotees. And we can chant properly. We can chant with attention. We can chant with a relationship that Krishna comes in the heart. And then slowly it will come. All the things will come. And we don't need to look outside. From just this chanting, this what we all desire so much, which was the reason why we joined the Hare Krishna movement, to experience God consciousness, to become God consciousness. All this will come from chanting. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, after this, after giving this instruction, Lord Chaitanya said, "Jao Gare, now go home, bas, you don't need to hear anything further." Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "For one who has heard the kirtan inaugurated by Gaura, there is no instruction to stop remembering the topics of Krishna or to give up chanting the names of Krishna 24 hours every day. No instruction. Lord Chaitanya has given the instruction, think of Krishna, chant 24 hours a day. That has not been cut. It has not been revoked. No decision has been made. This has, no. There is, he says, there is no instruction to stop remembering the topics of Krishna or to give up chanting the names of Krishna 24 hours every day, even while eating, sleeping, or waking. This is a serious practice. So, Hare Krishna, I have said what I wanted to say. It's not easy, you know, when you... No, please. It's not easy. It's not easy. Here are devotees. All of you are much more advanced. All of you are exalted. We have exalted God brothers here who are applying themselves for more than 40 years to the process. You are an exalted audience. Please forgive me. I just wanted to make something which, because you will forget most of what I say. I have made statistical investigations about the way lectures are remembered in our movement. It's just very, very little is remembered. Scientific research from Germany has been done. I want you to just remember 2 points, you know. This is a serious business. You have to apply yourself to the process. And I want to invite you, obviously, to test my words, to the words of the Shastra, by really reforming your chanting going into your chanting and using the opportunity while you are in Mayapur to chant in the association of devotees, because from there you have a good starting point. Good. Thank you very much. We have 10 more minutes for questions. Please ask well-considered questions. There is not a whole lot of opportunity. I will just look around. Who is there? Always our young devotees have questions in the beginning, but... no one. You are shocked and afraid. Who is this? Dravida. Dravida, yes. You asked a question. Yes. You will, yes. Will you come here? Wireless mic is coming. So concentrate on the question. I will not repeat it. Dravida Prabhu will ask the question. I will give the best to serve this.
So, my question is this. We learned from Jiva Goswami's Sandarbha that the Paribhas Sutra of the Bhagavatam is Ete Changsakalapam Sa Krishna Tu Bhagavan Swayam. And yet here we find in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya explains that Ishwar Puri says Evam Vatak Svapriya Namakirti. So, what's the relationship between those?
Yes. A Paribhasita Sutra, that is what Jiva Goswami refers in the Sandarbhas, it is a verse which explains the theme of a work, of a literary work. That is Ete Chamsakala Puna, that Krishna is the source of all. That's the theme. Here in this work, Krishna will be glorified. He is the center. Now, that is the theme. Do you know music? Oh, sorry. There is classical music, and sometimes one piece lasts 2 hours, and then there is one theme in it. That's a theme, you know. Very simple, very concrete. Everything of the work can be understood. Wonderful. a lot of strength. Everything can be understood when you understand the theme in music, for instance. When it doesn't matter, why is the composition going here? Why it going here? Why it goes to this subject? Well, see, in the relationship to its theme, and then you will understand it musically. So you might ask, why the Bhagavatam speaking about the cosmos at times? Why is the Bhagavatam talking about the life of devotees sometimes? It's all because it makes the point, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Everything comes from Krishna. He is therefore to be worshipped. Now, how this worship is going to be done is told here. Therefore, it is related. It's in one theme package, so to say, one essence package. This Krishna, who is the essence of the Bhagavatam, is essentially worshipped through the chanting of the holy name. That appears again at the very last verse, the concluding verse of the whole Bhagavatam. Again, it is said, you know better than me, that chanting of Krishna's name is the highest process in this age. Very important. Loganath Maharaj also has a question. We will immediately give the microphone to Loganath Maharaj. Please let the microphone wander. When you want to come to the core of our Vaishnava practice, do the two things. Read the Bhagavatam and chant Hare Krishna. This is also when you follow Mahaprabhu's instructions. This is really what he said. Hare. You know.
Hare.
Yes, looking up,
Maharaj. The commentaries on the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, each word, Hare, is one meaning. Please make me free from all the material bonds. Like that, you go through 16 names, Seva Yogyam Kuru, that make me fit for devotional service. And like that, each word has a meaning in the commentary Acharyas give. So as we chant Hare Krishna from beginning to finish, and there are 16 thoughts are there, 16 ideas are there, 16... Mm-hmm. Prayers are there, so how do we? Can't go that fast from while we're chanting quite fast. So how do we manage?
Yes,
contemplating or bringing the stars.
Very practical man. Yes, thank you for this. Thank you, Dravida Prabhu, for your excellent question. I just wanted to say I was diverted in another thought. I wanted to say, scripture always has to give us the goal, some bandha, the goal, and then it has to mention a process how to reach the goal. Otherwise, it's not scripture. It's not practical. It's not. This is the goal. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This is how to reach it. Hare Krishna, and so on. One package. So, Loganath Maharaj is referring to the different meditations which are done by experienced sadhakas on the different names of Radha and Krishna within the Hare Krishna mantra, and how to do this, so many ideas, and you chant, please free me from it, please give your confidential knowledge by your confidential devotee, and then how to do it. Yes, see, many different acharyas have given different meanings according to their own sweet realizations which came to them in their exalted states of the practice of chanting. I want to give, and they come, these things come, they flow into your heart as you come to that, as one comes to this advanced level. Just, I want to give an example. There's Mantra Mayi Upasana and Svarasika Upasana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains there's two types of worship. One concentrating on the on a mantra which describes Krishna, and then the other a flow of remembrances of Krishna start to come. So in the same way, when you chant, it's good to concentrate your mind and not make it busy with other meditations. You just concentrate it and you fix yourself in one inner mood that is, my dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. That's there, you can do that before you chant, or you can remember yourself, or you can look at the deity and look like this. Please engage me in your service, make a connection. Or as Prabhupada has also said, a sutra in three words, please accept me, same meaning. Please accept me in your, engage me in your service, or please accept me. The same meaning, and as you do this, as you connect, as you space in, and not, as you, and please be there for the Kirtan Mela. Come in good numbers, tell your friends. If someone is unwilling, carry him into the temple room. It's good for them. I'm joking. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.